Morning to my fabulous colleague, Donna.
Good morning, Kimmy.
Now, we want to talk about the quarantine business going on with the tennis players. There's a bit of controversy around it, isn't there?
There is, and so there should be.
What do you think of the whole situation?
Do you really want to know? My partner, Leo, last night had to tell me to calm down.
Did he have to gag you?
Well, I was jumping up screaming at the TV when that young lady went on there saying she's never washed her hair before.
I mean, what's that about?
And one of the politicians called them pampered sooks, and I just thought that was just perfect.
Well, that's Bernard Tomic's girlfriend, but she used to be on Love Island, so that tells you a lot.
Yes, it does. I just think, you know, it's highly inappropriate to be so selfish and so self-centred during these times, you know. They're very lucky that they're here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of calls to actually cancel the Australian Open, you know, for the safety of the community. And given the fact that some of them have gotten off, they've been, you know, unfortunately diagnosed with COVID-19. I mean, I absolutely get that it must be really frustrating to be in quarantine in a hotel room.
Oh,
but,
sure.
I mean, every other person that comes into the country has to do that.
That's right.
I guess the same rules apply.
But when they're complaining about, you know, not being able to train and things like that, I get that. Not being able to wash your hair is a whole new level.
A whole new level of
selfish and stupidity, correct. I understand. It must be very difficult for them. They're elite athletes, you know.
Yes,
they're not
they are.
Used to being in a hotel room. But we are in a pandemic. They should be a little bit more considerate and not so selfish, I think.
Well, I mean, they should have been doing training in the off-season. I know that it's been COVID-19 and all that sort of stuff, but a lot of these players, they have their own homes with their own tennis courts and all that sort of stuff.
So, of course they do.
The other thing, too, is that our Nick Kyrgios has called Novak Djokovic a tool.
I know, I loved it.
But Craig Tiley, the tournament director, he's made it clear that they were suggestions, not demands.
Yeah.
And that maybe in some cases it might be good if they could find homes to put, you know, the players and have them training on a court.
And look, you know, I'm the sort of person that tries to look at it from all points of view to try and be fair. But honestly, my blood pressure went right up last night.
Well, as we all say, calm the farm.
Calm. Yes, yes. I do think Leo used those exact words.
You need a Bex and a good lie down, Donna.